The new Palestinian Prime Minister, Ahmed Kouraya, reportedly has told President Yasser Arafat he wants to resign. The Prime Minister's remark is attributed to senior Palestinian officials. It came after the Palestinian Parliament delayed a confidence vote on Kouraya's cabinet. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. What do you know about this threatened resignation?
Well, Palestinian officials said that Kouraya told Arafat that he will not form the cabinet and that, quote, he doesn't want to be prime minister anymore, as one official put it. The Palestinian parliament had convened in the West Bank city of Ramallah and at the last minute decided to put off a vote of confidence in Kouraya's government. According to Palestinian officials, that happened because Arafat wanted to dismiss Kouraya's choice for interior minister, Nasser Youssef, and there had been a lot of wrangling over how much power Youssef would have. When Arafat said he was going to dismiss Youssef, who incidentally was not at Tuesday's swearing-in ceremony. Arafat swore in the emergency cabinet on Tuesday. Nasser Youssef wasn't there. Palestinian officials originally said he was ill, but he later said he wanted to have a vote in parliament backing him. Kouraya then said to Arafat, well, if you don't want Nasser Youssef, then I want to resign. There has not yet been a response from Arafat.
Well, Palestinian prime minister seems a position that's difficult to fill. What happens next?
Well, that's a good question. Part of it will depend on Arafat. Arafat could accept his resignation and appoint somebody else. He could try to reach a compromise with Kouraya, which is what some Palestinian officials said seemed the most likely. And there could be a session of the parliament within a few days that would then approve the government. However, there's still a lot of political wrangling going on about whether it will be an emergency government, as was proposed today, with just 8 ministers, or whether it will be a broader government with more than 20 cabinet ministers. One, the incoming minister without portfolio, Saad Barakat, said, quote, we have an overloaded wagon of complexities. And I think that's a pretty good way to describe it.
And more violence. There was another suicide bombing in the West Bank today.
That's right. A suicide bomber detonated explosives at an office where Palestinians come to get permits to cross Israeli roadblocks and came to this office and detonated explosives, seriously injuring one Israeli soldier and slightly wounding another Israeli soldier and a Palestinian civilian as well. The Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigades, which is an offshoot of Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction, but parts of it have said that they don't accept Arafat's call to end attacks on Israelis, and they claimed responsibility.
Another bombing despite increased security by Israeli authorities.
That's right. Israeli officials have stepped up security in recent days. They've canceled all soldiers' leave. They've canceled all training exercises and sent large numbers of forces to the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Israel has also deepened restrictions on Palestinian travel. They've set up roadblocks that cuts the Gaza Strip into 4 pieces, made it almost impossible for Palestinians to travel from one part of the West Bank to another. They say they have 37 warnings of planned attacks. And quite a few of those warnings are specific. Israel is about to begin celebrating tomorrow evening a week-long holiday, the Feast of Tabernacles, when children are off from school and shopping malls and national parks are full, and Israeli officials say that they're on high alert for a possible Palestinian attack.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.